I am a big skincare nerd, guys, a huge skincare nerd. So I do have a multi-step skincare routine, but it's one that I've really sort of thought about, limited to the most essential things for me and stuck to. So I have like a retinol eye cream for the night. I have a vitamin C eye cream for the day. If I'm a bit puffy, I have a caffeine eye cream. So you get what I'm saying? Like it's very circumstantial. But from all of these things, my absolute favorite product that I've been using for donkey's years is L'Occitane. So what I do is I have tiny, tiny containers and I fill all my favorite products into my tiny, tiny containers and I take them with me when I travel.
Hello and welcome to my new episode in our season 3 on beauty. This is your host Anita Khatri and you are on Lux Insider today with a very special guest. She has the style. She has the oomph. She has the drama. Gorgeous in and out. I'm so excited to have Mithali Patel from House of Misu again on Lux Insider. Stay tuned to find how Mithali manages to give a 10 on 10 in all her looks, even today. Her skincare hacks, beauty tips, wellness, and how she loves her me time. Sit back, relax, and dive into this wholesome conversation on everything you need to know about getting your beauty fix. In this fast-paced world where we are spoiled for choice with so many options surrounding us. Welcome, Mithali.
Hi, Anita.
So glad to have you back once again on Lux Insider, Mithali.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be back. It feels like just yesterday that we spoke the last time. And yeah, it's always an honor and always such a pleasure to talk to you.
You're very kind, Mithali. And yes, time does fly. It waits for no one. So today we are going to talk about the gorgeous you inside, outside. You know, you have been exposed with your skin and your hair, which is to be done every day. How do you manage a healthy skincare routine?
So sometimes I do feel like a lot of information can be very overwhelming. And in my industry, I am exposed to a lot of information and a lot of products. And, you know, there does come a time when you have to say to yourself, too much is actually too much. And stop. And now I've really taken it into my heart to figure out a routine, which is me. And I've stuck to it. I've tried not to go experimenting too much. I am a big skincare nerd, guys, a huge skincare nerd. So I do have a multi-step skincare routine, but it's one that I've really sort of thought about, limited to the most essential things for me and stuck to. So I'm very particular about my skin and my hair.
So what is that skincare routine that you follow?
So again, let me just say that this is my routine suited to my particular skin. Sure. I do have dry skin and there will be no time in the day when my skin has nothing on it. From the second I wake up to the second I go to sleep, I have something on my face.
Oh.
I literally cannot be without something on my face. I get itchy, I feel uncomfortable. My skin feels stretched. So I do the entire toner, serum, moisturizer, sunscreen routine. Like these are my, and of course eye cream, five. So I have five products that I do, you know, every single day. And in the night, it's four products minus the sunscreen. And sometimes I add in an oil.
Oh, okay. And what about your hair?
So with my hair, number one, I do have to give credit where credit is due. And that would be my mom. My mom had beautiful hair. Like, it was literally, she'd walk into a room and at least two people would stop her and be like, oh my God, you have amazing hair. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I do have some genetic code that I can thank. But on top of that, I actually don't do too much to my hair. I know, of course, everyone would think like in my line of work, I would be tampering with my hair a lot, but I really don't. I use my Dyson Airwrap as much as possible because it's the least damaging. When I really have to do something that requires a lot of heat and product and things, I try to give my hair a rest. I try to put in some masks. I try to do a lot of serum, you know, something to just give my hair a bit of a boost. But I avoid heavy duty products and intense styling as much as possible. What you see in my basic content is literally just like me tying my hair in a knot or in a ambora, as they say, while it's damp, and letting it just get volume from that. Or it's just me using my Dyson Airwrap.
Nice, nice to know that. And since we are speaking about your daily skincare and hair care, and you mentioned about the skincare, what are your favorite products? Because you must be definitely having some favorite serum, favorite
I do.
Eye care cream, I and do. The moisturizer.
So it is hard. I do have a look. If you, I know I gave you a whole spiel about trying to do less and blah, blah, blah. But if you see my beauty countertop, I've got so many things. Mm-hmm. And I do use different things for different types of days. My brain has figured this out. I don't know why. So I have like a retinol eye cream for the night. I have a vitamin C eye cream for the day. If I'm a bit puffy, I have a caffeine eye cream. So you get what I'm saying? Like it's very circumstantial. But from all of these things, my absolute favorite product that I've been using for donkey's years is L'Occitane. Oh, I love it. I love that nice. Brand. I've had the greatest honor of going to the south of France and seeing how they do what they do. And where the raw material comes from, the science behind everything, and it is sound, guys. Those products, chef's kiss, they've really created things which will timelessly be in your beauty bag and do what they say they are going to do.
I agree with you totally on that.
Okay. The night serum, the reset, the oil, I love their oil. Their oil goes with me everywhere.
That's
divine oil. Yeah, I love it. I even carry a small bottle of it on flights.
Okay.
And I kind of use it as like a mask on my flight. I love it so much. So yes, L'Occitane. I've recently discovered this brand called, not recently, meaning in the last year or so, I started using it. Sulvasu, it's a Korean brand. And I love their ginseng range. It's the science behind that range too is incredible. And of course, we know the Koreans know what they're talking about when it comes to skincare, right?
Sure.
And
sure.
Sulvasu is one of their best brands. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever knows skincare in Korea, they will pitch Sulvasu to you. So I love their ginseng overnight mask. And they have this like serum type of essence, which is also unbelievable. I love sunblocks. I've recently gotten very excited about sunblocks. Mm-hmm. And I've been using, I prefer to use more moisturizing, hydrating sunblocks, obviously, because again, I have dry skin. Mm-hmm. So I've been experimenting with those. I haven't yet found my favorite, but I will keep you guys updated.
That's nice. Thanks so much, Mithali, to share all of this. But I had one question before we move on to the next topic. Changing of brands, do you think it's okay? Like, you know, you stick to one brand, like you mentioned L'Occitane. Now, one mm-hmm. favorite oil that is divine that we spoke mm-hmm. about. But if, would you experiment with another oil?
100%.
And 100%. That would not bring any damage, you feel?
No, it wouldn't. Of course. So how your skin can get damaged is if you're not educating yourself on which ingredients clash with which ingredients. For example, mm-hmm. if I put on a serum with AHAs in it, mm-hmm. I would not put on a moisturizer with retinol in it because you're putting two super strong ingredients which will clash with each other.
Okay.
So, you know, these are the kind of things that could cause damage. Otherwise, you can use any brand, as many brands as you want. I know I use so many brands for different reasons. My favorite lip balm is Laneige. Okay. Like the lip mask, it's the best lip balm I've ever used. Mm-hmm. And I use a different product for my lipsticks or a different product for my moisturizer. So I don't think it's a problem at all. Whichever product suits you, doesn't matter the brand, doesn't matter if it's expensive or cheap, if it works for you, stick to it.
That's
and
what
it, and look for better ones. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want something better, look out for it.
That's true. And what about hair care? Is there any favorite in hair care also?
So I use a lot. So the two brands I use a lot of is Kérastase, because meaning I've been working with Kérastase for like donkey's years now, and I do genuinely think they're a beautiful brand. I love their serum. I also love the Bumble and Bumble serum. I use both of them in like depending on what my need is, but my daily serum is Kérastase. I use their hair masks. I love them. They're so rich, and they really pump in a lot of, you know, nutrition into your hair. And my basic like no fuss shampoo conditioner is my Herbal Essences. I love Herbal Essences also. I use their coconut range. I love how it smells. I love things basically that smell like vanilla or coconut or a tropical island holiday. So yeah, Herbal Essences does that for me. So yeah, my two favorite hair care products would be Herbal Essences and Kérastase.
Great. Talking about holiday, how important is wellness to you?
Oh,
and the me time for you, like
it's
how
very,
do you manage?
Very important.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be something as elaborate as like leaving the country on a holiday. It can literally be me going into my room, closing the door for a few hours, reading my book, watching a movie, snacking. You're just doing something that helps me shut my brain off. Because in my line of work, and I'm sure in a lot of industries, the main issue is not that you're not working physically, it's that your brain hasn't stopped working. And that is important when it comes to wellness, you know, and mental health, which we, a lot of us take for granted. And then it reaches a point where you just burn out and you're like, what happened? So I've learned, albeit a little late in life, but I have learned that even if you have to say no to work, when it comes to that stage where you know you need that break, just take it.
But it is important to have breaks.
Yes, super important.
So whether you go on a holiday or no, what you say is that you need to break off from your routine and take some time off for yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe your me time is that.
Yes.
Now with you being, you know, you have a, if I'm not mistaken, you have a, your kid is 2 years old, right?
Yes.
Yes. After having a, you know, it's quite an intense career which you have, right? With demands to travel, maybe to shoot and all the time, you know, different engagements that you have along with a two-year-old who's demanding attention as well, because this is the time when two-year demands attention, right? How do you then manage your me time?
So, very good question. Fortunately for me, I have a very solid support system. I live with my mother-in-law, my husband, and both of them are super hands-on, especially when I need to travel or, you know, I have to be out of the house a lot. They're there. Plus, I have my mom and dad that, you know, whenever they're able, they're going to be hands-on. But on top of that, I have the best business partner, and she's also my best friend. So when I do need to offload things onto someone so that I can take care of things at home or be there for my son when he really needs me, she's there. So Sumaya is, you know, solid, and she's the secret sauce to the success of this balanced life I'm trying to lead
blessed.
Right now.
You're blessed. Totally blessed.
A lot of people do say that to me. Yes, I accept that.
You know, just for the listeners and, you know, especially who are mothers or would be mothers, soon going to become mothers, there would be some tip that you would like to share when it comes to the prenatal and the postnatal beauty regimen. Like, you know, I don't know what you need to follow, because pregnancy does cause a lot of changes within the woman's body. So a woman has to go through a lot, right, during that such time. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners, your learnings or your tips?
So one of my biggest learnings was, and I don't know if this is the same for you, no matter how on it you are during your pregnancy, you know, how much you work out and all of that, your body will never be the same. Like the way you respond to certain things, the way you are, the way you function, nothing is the same. It all changes. Even if you've, you know, maintained a good routine, you've eaten healthy, you've exercised, you've done all of that, everything changes. And that's just a fact, because
Agreed.
Some days I'm literally like, who am I? Why do I feel like this? Why can't I just stretch this leg? What is happening? So just expect that change, and it could take years for it to like get back to some form of normalcy, and it's okay. I've recently started to accept that. I've recently let go of the frustration of not being where I was before, Krish, physically, in terms of like strength or you know, flexibility or any of that, you know. And the tips I would give, my learnings would be, definitely try not to neglect your self-care routine while you're pregnant. I know you're going through a lot and there's a lot happening. I still made sure that I did my skincare. I moisturized my body also, because you're growing from different places. And because I have dry skin, my fear was dry skin stretches, you can get stretch marks really easily, especially when you're dusky. So I made sure that I used a lot of bio oil, and if that was not there, I would use like olive oil or coconut oil, just to keep everything nicely elastic. I switched all my beauty products to pregnancy safe beauty products, more cleaner brands. So I didn't use any harsh ingredients. I put aside all my retinols, my AHAs, my BHAs, my niacinamides, all of that. And I stuck to L'Occitane. I stuck to like Karma Ayurveda. I love Karma Ayurveda also. Okay. And I used a lot of them while I was pregnant. And I just made sure that I kept my routine and my self-care as, you know, as important as it was before.
Thanks for that, Mithali. What would you say is your favorite detox activity?
My favorite detox activity would be to do something physical. So something that gets my heart rate up. And that's not all. I do yoga and Pilates in general. And it's not always the workout which gets you really like... So, you know, just going for a short run or doing a little bit of an intense like freehand something in the house. I think that really helps me feel detox. And the second thing I think, just I come out feeling like a new human, is if I go into like a hammam or a, you know, like a steam room or something, that also tends to help me feel fresh.
And would I say that that's your feel-good moment as well?
Yeah, definitely. I don't get to do it as often as I would like, but yeah.
And what happens when you travel? Are there any beauty tips during travel that one must, you know, alter your requirement according to your travel?
So what I do is I have tiny, tiny containers, okay? Uh-huh. And I fill all my favorite products into my tiny, tiny containers. Okay. And I take them with me when I travel. So I'm never, like, you don't want to carry 100 things, obviously.
Sure.
Right? You know, our luggage allowance is precious to us. So just, I've got all the small little sample boxes that I used to get. I would wash them out and keep them, and then I refill them when I travel. And I definitely keep stuff with me on flights, especially when they're long haul flights, whether it's an under eye mask or like my L'Occitane oil, something to really, you know, amp up the hydration of my skin, because you know that your skin's going to get dehydrated on flight. Mm. So that really, really helps. I carry that with me.
It's quite an effort though. When I travel, I know, I'm aware that, you know, you require hydration, but I would probably be too lazy to carry. Even if I carry, you know, I will be too lazy to get up, pull my bag and apply.
Oh, what I do is when I sit down, before I put my bag up, I remove my little pouch and I put it into like the seat pocket or beside me or something. And then whenever I need it on flight, it's accessible to me. So once you filled it one time, you don't have to keep refilling it. Just do it once and then you're set.
Yeah, I will try.
Try and think of me when you do it.
I am going to think about you, and that's what you will be my inspiration.
Remember,
make sure that I
lip balm, oil, like a moisturizer, an under eye something, and that's it.
Sure.
And a clip in case you lose your rubber band.
Clip, I use it. Clip, I can't do without. But you know, just little things about hydration, just to moisturize your face.
And hand cream. I also take a little hand cream.
Yeah. But I'm aware, but let's say that I feel a little bit lazy, and if you're just feeling sleepy, you just go off to sleep. That's about it.
No, the best is, you know, when you're on a long haul flight and you're going to pass out for a bit, but you know that you're going to wake up all tired because, you know, you've taken a bad timing flight or whatever. And you put on those under eye masks and you pass out and you wake up. Even though if you hadn't done that, you'd wake up puffy, but that under eye mask makes you look like you've slept for 8 hours.
Wonderful. I'm going to take this tip very seriously for myself. I'm sure the listeners are also going to take it.
Yeah. But these are my Fashion Week hacks. When I'm flying somewhere for Fashion Week, this is what we do.
Oh, perfect.
So we can arrive looking
fresh. Lovely. So, you know, often I am sure that there are many, many listeners. Let's say that nobody wants to become old, but it's the only constant that everybody has to go through. It's not something which you can't avoid it. So do you have any kind of fears to become old?
Well, I would say I sort of swing between, oh my God, is that a white hair? To like, oh, how cute Sid and I will look when we're 70 holding hands, walking down the road. You know, so I have different mood swings when it comes to aging. I know that it's inevitable, and yes, of course, like you don't want to see the wrinkles and the lines before you absolutely have to. If I would have my way, I would wait till like I become 70, let everything happen all at once. It's fine. You know, that gradual thing is scary, yes, but yeah, like if it happens gracefully, like I see my mom and I see my mother-in-law, they're both in their 60s and they both look great. Like their skin is still lovely. Yes, they don't look like they're in their 20s, of course not.
Sure.
But they still look lovely. And if I'm able to age gracefully like that, I'm okay with it. I'll accept.
Perfect. You know, that leads to my next question, which is, would you agree that internal beauty is very important for the external beauty? I mean to say, you may wear a lot of makeup to hide some blemishes and other things, but how you feel inside, even if you look outside beautiful, but the beauty comes out or it's complete only when you're internally also beautiful or you're feeling at least at peace. And that balance of both shows up. Do you believe that?
I believe in energies a lot.
Okay.
So like, for example, I might even meet someone and instantly detest that person without even speaking more than two words to them. Mm-hmm. Like it's happened before, 100%. I'm very sensitive to energies. That's what my mom and my husband say to me. But I do. I go up to people sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, I love her. And Sumaya's like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. I just love her. So I feel like energy is very important. The vibrations that good people give out. If you're beautiful inside, you're going to attract people around you. They're going to be attracted to you, not just by the way you look, but by the way you make them feel by just being in their presence. You know, and that's very important, especially in a world where we're all trying to just, you know, see the light on most days. To be a person who carries darkness around with them, meaning it's not something that, you know, people would just brush aside anymore. So yeah, it's very important to be beautiful inside, and then the external beauty is secondary, honestly.
I agree with you. And what would be your take when it comes to the today's let's say advanced technology when it comes to Botox and various other, options? So that includes the plastic surgery. And these days, youngsters, which are very, very young, they are not hesitating to, you know, correct their look. Going under the needles at any given point of time. What is your take on that?
I have nothing against it. Each to their own is my opinion. And with technology now, certain things are getting less invasive. And of course, it is my job to be on top of, you know, the goings on and the trends and the innovations in the beauty industry. So I do know that it is said that prevention is the cure. So when, you know, people younger than 30 go, you know, and get Botox, the thought process behind that is usually when you make faces, you start to get indents. So if you do Botox from an earlier age, you're avoiding future frown lines and crow's feet that would come just from a very expressive face. So again, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, sometimes the reasoning or the situation could be such that it you know, they choose to do it earlier because of this or because this is also their belief. And yeah, meaning I'd be too afraid to do a lot of these things. And if someone does it and does it well and looks fabulous and their life is great after and they're very happy with the way they look, then
yeah,
be happy.
Yeah,
really, sure. Be happy. Like,
no, I get you. I'm with you. I also, that makes two of us. We are similar to in a many ways.
I am finding that
you are quite similar and alike. Is there any kind of memorable experience that you cannot forget when it comes to your beauty regimen that you followed, or you had a particular look at an event and something happened, something went wrong, and you didn't know, you can never forget that incident? Can you share with us any such experience that you must have felt?
Something that went wrong.
And then you could...
Recently, I did something foolish, which I mean, it's not unlike me. I don't always read the fine print as closely as I should. I skim sometimes.
We all do that.
And I got this Kate Somerville SPF spray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I was like, look, I shoot outdoors, I go for events, and when I have a full face of makeup on, I don't touch up my sunscreen. And as you all know, I hope you all know, it's important to reapply sunscreen, right? Every 2 to 3 hours. But when you have a full face of makeup, how to do it? Someone suggested to me get a spray. I tried to get the Kula one and I just couldn't find it. And then I found this Kate Somerville one, which a friend of mine said she'd get down for me. Just before I went in for a shoot, I was like, oh, it's been 2 hours, let me spray it on. But I didn't read the fine print.
Uh-huh.
I sprayed it on, immediately my face started feeling really weird. I looked in the mirror, it started looking darker and kind of oily, and I just couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go for a shoot immediately. So I ran downstairs, I finished my shoot, I came back up. I started dabbing my face and like a lot of stuff started coming on my hands. And that night, I was like, I need to get to the bottom of this. I started to Google, and it says right there on the box that do not spray directly on your face.
Wow.
It also says when you even spray on your body, make sure you're on like a open space. Like, so obviously there must be something in this can,
yes,
which they don't want you to inhale. And I have sprayed it all over my face.
But nothing happened after that, right?
No. Health-wise, nothing happened. It was just a very uncomfortable, weird experience. And like I said, my makeup looked very weird.
Bad, yeah.
And I still had to shoot. There was no time to redo my makeup or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was a very unpleasant experience. And I haven't used that spray since.
Okay.
Because I was just like so angry at it. But I will try to use it again. It wasn't cheap. So...
Yeah, sure.
I need to use it some way or the other.
Yeah, often, you know, I experience this, you know, when you want your hair to stand or, you know, to be looking the best, it just doesn't end up looking best. And I, you know, when you go to the parlor, of course, when your hairdresser is doing your hair, it just makes you feel so complete, so good, so beautiful. But if you're trying to do it on your own, you can never get that look. And I find that, you know, hair decides to stand the way it wants to stand. I struggle there. I don't know about you. Do you ever struggle?
I do have those days. And usually for me, there are certain things that I'm good at with my hair, and there are certain things I'm just not. Like I can just do basic curls. I can straighten my hair. In terms of putting it into a chic, like, some kind of style or doing some kind of twist or something, I have no idea how to do that.
But
show me 100 YouTube videos.
What have you done today?
Oh, this is the simplest thing. Thank you. But these are my hacks.
Okay.
Just slick bun.
Okay.
Twist bun and a gigantic scrunchie.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Takes no time, zero effort, and still manages to look elegant. Yeah, it's a hack because I'm not good at anything else with my hair.
No, this is really looking nice, whatever you've done to your hair.
Thank you. Yeah. Although I must say, I am very good at curling my own hair. Okay. And there are very few people who can curl my hair the way I like it. So,
how do you achieve that? Is there a particular curler that you use or is there something tips?
Yeah, I use an Iconic and I have it in multiple sizes. My favorite size is the one that's 25. Mm-hmm. Barrel, the 25mm barrel. Mm-hmm. I really like that size. And when I curl my hair, I tend to like, I wish I could show you, but okay, I'll show you this wire. I don't wrap the hair over each other. Okay. I leave a gap. Okay. So you know how a lot of the time when you curl your hair, you would do this?
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
But what I do is I do this. You give it space.
Okay.
And I like the way the curls come from that.
Oh, nice.
And of course, cool your hair before you drop it and they last longer.
Cool your hair before you drop it. Okay. Nice. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing such insightful tips. I must really thank you, Mithali. Firstly, it has been always a pleasure to talk to you. Always.
Likewise.
And then you spare the time for us, taking the effort. Really appreciate the same. Thank you very much. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us in terms of beauty? There's any makeup, anything you want to tell me about beauty? Go ahead.
I guess I would also have to say that, yes, you know, makeup and skincare and all of that is well and good, but your nutrition is also super important.
And
the way you feel. So mm-hmm. just keeping in mind that if you're happy, if you're healthy, if you're, you know, making that time to keep your mental health, you know, good, working out a little bit, just doing things that make you feel good, you will look better. And that's important.
Well, you actually helped me to sum up the entire episode. Thank you, Mithali. Thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
And that was the gorgeous Mithali Patel. It was so enriching talking to her, learning about different tips. And actually, I too believe in what she said. Internal beauty matters so much to the external beauty. To feel beautiful, it is a sum total of internal and external beauty. Nutrition is equally important. Good sleep is equally important. Skincare is also important. Well, I'm signing off now from this episode. Wait until the next week for yet another interesting episode. Stay tuned with me, your host Anita Khatri.